One year, my then husband and I decided to invite a guest over for the holiday. I called a senior center in the Dallas area, and they suggested Elise, a woman I imagined would be quiet, soft-spoken, serene. I was wrong. Elise was a stubborn, 78-year-old force of nature. She enjoyed complimentary gambling junkets to Las Vegas and kept a local bookie on speed dial. She favored sequin t-shirts, her tiny wire-haired mutt named Speckles, and spending time at the senior center. Describing this opinionated 4'4" woman as a firecracker would be like referring to the Olympic torch as a disposable lighter. On Thanksgiving, within minutes of arriving, Elise plopped her oversized purse on the kitchen counter and, with a wide, denture-filled smile, welcomed the glass of wine my husband offered. By the end of the evening, we felt as if this quirky septuagenarian were an old friend. 2 weeks later, I invited her to lunch. The more time I spent with Elise, the more she became like a surrogate grandmother, albeit a saucy one. She wasn't afraid to share her opinion with others or to ask me when I was finally going to have children. "You're not getting any younger," she'd say. I soon became her personal Uber driver, minus the fee, and I noticed that the more favors I agreed to do, the more she asked of me. 6 months after we met, desperate for backup, I called her only child, Ralph. He claimed he didn't have time to help. I questioned his "I'm too busy" excuse, but I kept my thoughts to myself. A few months later, Ralph passed away. After the funeral, I realized Elise was too distraught to be left alone and helped her hire a caregiver. Having known her for 2 years, I felt responsible for her. She was like family to me, and I was the only one left in her tribe. Each time I stopped by her apartment, Elise seemed more disconnected than the time before. Late one afternoon, she called from the emergency room to tell me she had tripped over her monstrous coffee table. Using the spare key she insisted I make months before, I searched her apartment for other trip hazards.